Jupiter, the old-fashioned piece of furniture with a different name. You might be able to hang clothes up in it, too.
I believe we had one. I think it was called a shipper robe or something like that, wasn't it? Yeah. Bring it back my old childhood days. I haven't used these words in years.
Have you heard of a wardrobe?
Yes. Yes.
What do you call the things hanging in windows like those windows?
Blinds, Venetian blinds.
Alright, and how about if they're completely opaque and they're on rollers
and window shades?
Yeah. Alright, what do you call all the stuff that you fill up a room with? Tables, chairs?
Furniture.
And what do you call a little room off the bedroom where you hang your clothes?
Closet.
And the room at the top of the house, just under the roof?
Attic.
What? And some people have a little room off the kitchen where they store canned foods.
Cupboard.
Or a room, is that a room? Have you heard of a pantry?
Yes, but I haven't heard that used in so long.
Oh, is that an official?
No, not really. But isn't that one that I've heard used that much?
What do you call a lot of old worthless things that you're about to throw away?
A lot of worthless things that...
Yeah, that you're gathering together just to get out of here.
You're not thinking about junk?
Yeah. What might you call a room that's used to store junk or odds and ends in? If you have an extra room in your house.
I don't know, some people call them dens, but I wouldn't. What room? No.
Okay.
I can truthfully say no.
That's interesting. Junk room. Okay, if you're talking about the daily housework, you'd say a woman does what in the morning?
Does what?
Does what? Does
housework?
Yeah, what does she do? Not the specific things, but just in general. Another way of saying she does the housework.
She does the housework. Is there another way of saying it?
Oh, there's lots of ways. You just never done any.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of it is a waste of time and messing around, but we won't get into that either.
Well, just cleaning up.
Yeah, whatever.
Tidying up, have you heard that?
Yes, but you didn't want specifics. Like, I was going to say cleaning, sweeping, or washing, or whatever. Cooking, but... I wasn't sure what you were asking.
I just wanted a general term there. I'll get to the specifics.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what do you sweep with?
Broom.
All right, if a broom is in the corner, you don't have a broom corner here, but if a broom is in the corner and the door is open in front of it,
mm-hmm.
You would say the broom is where in relation to the door?
Behind.
What do you really do after they're washing?
After?
They keep the clothes.
To hang them up, I guess.
Then,
dry them.
And
iron them.
Okay.
Okay.
And what do you call those two things together?
Laundry.
I had to get from the first floor up to the second floor in a two-story house.
You stairs.
I had that if they're outside. Would you use a different word for them?
Different word than stairs?
Mm-hmm.
Steps. Fire escape.
Right, now would you say steps for outside, or do you not make a distinction? Would you say like the front steps or the front stairs?
I would say the front steps.
So do you think our stairs mostly inside and steps outside?
Normally, I generally use that, think of it in terms of that.
What's at the front door that the steps lead up to?